Do you ever feel like the ultimate target the moment you enter the social media world? You start your online business and everything you get is different types of outreach, messages, and even potential scams. In this episode, I am clarifying how to identify scams and potential buyers, how to deal with criticism and unsocialized offers maturely, and where we should dedicate our energy and time to. The emphasis here is on genuine connections, how to build them, how to set boundaries, and staying true to yourself while you're growing your social media presence. Because let me tell you, time is valuable, your energy is limited, and we want to put our time and energy where it really matters. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, my friend. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. Let's talk today about things we put our energy and time in on social media. You might have noticed that as you create your brand new profile, you position yourself there, you'll be like, oh my God, this is so exciting. The moment you do that, you are ultimately a target to many other coaches or people who would like to sell you something. So this is not wrong. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because I want you to feel good about this. I want you to understand why people are approaching you and on what stage they're approaching you. And I want to talk a little bit about scam and where we actually put our energy into, meaning that to who do we respond and why do we even respond? Like, why? What is this all about? How to react to our DMs on social media. I can tell you from my experience, the moment I started my brand new profile on social media, obviously it was not as it is today. It was clear that I am new to the social media world. So guess what? I had a zillion messages in my DMs, people who wanted to help me with my social media, coaching me. I got offer after offer after offer. Well, this has stopped eventually. And now that my profile is a slightly bigger and I do have some social proof to share, etc., I get a zillion virtual assistant requests in my DMs. I think it's just so according to the stage of your business where you are right now. You put your first reel on, and you get immediately someone in your DMs being like, do you need an editor? You have a great message to share, but it could use a great edit. Let's talk about this a little bit because this makes us feel very quickly that we are not doing a great job. We are not good enough. Oh my God, I edited my first reel. It's not perfect. People notice it. What I'm supposed to do about this? It's so awkward to receive these messages and it stings. It hurts a little bit because you know you receive technically criticism without being asked, right? So I don't see anything wrong with reaching out to people and asking them whether you are interested in their service. By the way, you should do this too. As long as your Instagram or social media account isn't big, doesn't get attraction, it's up to you to get the people into your world. No one ever has started a social media account without having a known name and has grown just like that. by posting a reel a week. I spoke about this in the previous episode more in detail, that before our Instagram can even grow, before we attract the right people into our world, before we put an offer out there, we have to speak to a certain amount of people and see what is it that they need, how do they phrase their problem. Don't forget that. And this is why you need to have those conversations in the DMs. Now is the question, to who do you respond and to who not? If there is an offer you receive, I always like to look at this like this. Obviously, someone can see that you need help, right? So why not, instead of, you know, grinching and being awkward about it and feeling defeated that someone can see that you might need help. And don't get me wrong, I'm saying might need, because you might not need it. You might have your mentor already. You might have a coach already. You are just in the stage of doing. Or what also happens often, that you have a small Instagram following, but you have a huge account on LinkedIn, right? Often people do not do their research, and then they treat you like a beginner and send you this DM, and you'll be like, oh my God, this is so awkward. And this is like so uncomfortable receiving this. Like, do they really think I'm not good enough for this world? No, they don't think nothing. I'm going to tell you what they think. They think, I want to see if I can help this person. And it's up to you how you respond to this. You can clearly ignore it, but no need to be heard. Or you can respond and be like, thank you, I'm covered. And get to know the person, because maybe they need your service. You never know. We will not make assumptions. Never make assumptions. Don't just assume that this person thinks you are bad. So I like to treat this when I get an offer. I actually like to look at it. I actually go and see, by the way, if this message is nicely written, right? If someone already tells me that I suck from the first line, use very painful phrases where I feel like, oh my God, this is not even nice, I ignore it. I do not have a problem pressing the block and delete button. You should also do that. You can hire and fire accordingly. This is your account. Just because you get a follower and it's not someone who is a potential buyer, block them, delete them. Nobody needs somebody who you don't feel comfortable having in your audience. You have that control when you're starting your business freshly, when you are starting a brand new account. It's all in your control. I think it's the most beautiful thing. But yeah, if someone writes me a nice message, I go and I look at his offer and be like, okay, do I need this? Do I like it? From the strategist point of view, I'm always interested in what people are up to. I'm always interested to see what's new. I'm always interested what systems people have in place. I love looking at that. And there might even be a chance that I might buy something. So, and if not, I then decide again, do I want to respond? Do I have the time to respond nicely to this person or not? Believe me, this is in your control, and this is something you can choose over and over again, whether you want or do not want to respond. And before you get into the mode, I am not good enough because I have put a reel out there, and immediately I get to read 1,000 messages of editors, I'm gonna give you a great hint right now. And I will do this every time I receive a message from a person where you feel defeated, right? Where you feel like uncomfortable with it. Look at this, in our case, editor profile. Might not even be real. Might be just a person, you know, not being taken too serious, because there are so many accounts out there where they just steal. That's not even their reels, but they steal them and post them. Like, they don't steal it. Yet you're allowed to download a reel and repost it by all means, right? But they put this on their profile and call it their work. So if you see a profile, a reel editor, there you see all those big names in it, and every reel is edited differently. Usually they pick up Layla and Alex Hermosi. This is just a classic. And they put this on their profile and pretend like they can help you to edit your reel. I mean, of course, they can copy the style. So can you, by the way. But this is not a real profile I would take serious, right? And don't get defeated by this. This is something you can literally delete and let go of it. And what I usually do, if someone is offering me their help, like editors, virtual assistants, etc., if I'm currently covered and I do not need help, I just tell them kindly, please follow up in 6 months. Because why not? It's a no for now. In 6 months, things might change. And things always change, believe me. And I just want to have people around me where I can easily go to in case I need someone. It's hard to find someone immediately, quickly when you need them, but you know that there is someone in your DMs already interested working with you or for you. So it's just a scrolling thing to be like, okay, we spoke about this and that a couple of months ago. Do you have availability? Shall we talk now? Because right now I need you. This can happen in your business. And honestly, if you can hire a coach from day one, if you can hire a virtual assistant from day one, please do so. This is all valuable help. So why feeling defeated if you get an offer? There is nothing wrong with that. However, there are some things where we should not put our energy and time in it. And these are potential scams. I'm going to talk a little bit about this on how to recognize them, because people are extremely creative and there are scams that are not being recognized as such. For example, media coverage offers. I learned from Elena Banks, who was working for a company where they were pitching people to media, meaning they were guaranteeing people PR coverage through media, through online magazines. And in one of her podcasts back in the days, she said, media coverage is for free. So either they put your story for free in their outlet, or they even pay you so you give them their story. However, usually you need to pitch to these magazines. It can happen that they reach out to you, but normally people pitch to them and then get covered in the media. If you get a message, someone reaching out to you and having a magazine and they want to feature you in there, you can almost be sure that you are not into going into media coverage, but it is actually an ad. An advertisement, which is your story that you pay for in order to get in there so they can finance their magazine. So this is technically not wrong to do, but it's being sold like they are giving you PR, media coverage. And this is wrong. They need to be open about this and tell you, it needs to be visible that this is an advert and your story is being used as an advertisement and that you have to pay for it. Usually they say it on a later stage. What I did once, there was a guy with his assistant was actually brilliant and they approached me and I knew there is something off. I knew it just sounds too good to be true. And I can tell you one thing, if it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. You can follow and trust your gut here. Absolutely. If it feels something off, there is most of the time something off. However, back in, I think it was 2 years ago, I did take the opportunity to hop on this call. I think they were just good. They were convincing. And as I said, I don't know his name anymore with him, and we have a conversation and he tells me how amazing I am. And I just ask him, like, how do you even know? You don't know who I am. Like, we are just chatting in two minutes and yeah. And he goes like, yeah. And I saw this and this on your social media and that. I'm like, yeah, cool. But give me more essence. Tell me, how are you so convinced that you want my story? It's not a bad one, by the way, but why do you want my story? And as we proceed, and I was already trying to get the conversation started, it was leading nowhere. He says like, yeah, but he can do the following for me to cover like a one pager. And it's on discount for $450 it was, and he can have this already in, I think in 2 weeks, my story will be out. And I was there and be like, no, this is also something that just doesn't work. Because magazines always work 6 months ahead. So they pitch in summer for winter and in winter for summer. If someone can put that in his magazine next week, that's not a real deal, and you have to pay for it as well, which is again an advertisement. And I just told this guy kindly, like, listen, I don't pay to play. I don't do that. Because also people will know later, like Brains does that. I don't remember now other names of magazines that also do that, and people will eventually find out, and they will find out that you pay to be in this coverage. Again, in this magazine, again, nothing wrong with that. It's an advertisement, but it's not PR coverage, okay? And I just decided for myself not to do it because I know I can get PR coverage with an article that I write and that I pitch to the media. I'm currently working on my writing skills because, to be honest, I'm not good at it. And I got lots of rejections, even though the story is good, but I decided now to work with someone to learn actually how to write compelling stories, because once you start writing copies, you are all into, you know, writing a good copy, and writing a story is just such a different game. And I kind of unlearned it, forgot about it. So I'm in the process of learning that. But you should know that these two different things exist, and you can choose whether you want it or not. It's absolutely your choice. And it's also okay not to respond to these people if things just sound too good to be true. You can be like, no, thank you. Delete, block, don't even accept, forget about it. And don't feel defeated, because it doesn't matter. It really does not matter. And now let's speak about responding in DMs. To who do we respond? Who do we talk to? Every time somebody comes in my world, by now I know if this is potentially someone who wants to see what I do and who is potentially looking to work with me. However, I do still not make the assumption and be like, oh, this person is worth replying and this person not, because who am I to judge that? Like, I will never know until I know. And in order to know, I need to have that conversation in my DMs with the people. So now in a coaching call, someone of my clients told me, but Ivana, listen, if I follow an account, I never get a welcome message from anybody. Nobody writes me to welcome me in their world. Nobody asks me questions. Nobody is talking to me ever. And I asked her which account she's talking about. Which accounts is she following where she doesn't get a personal welcome message? And she said, yeah, it's huge accounts. It's established accounts. It's people who are industry leaders. I'm like, yes, absolutely. And then I asked her, like, and how often did you sign up for a freebie or a masterclass or something without them welcoming you in their world? And she said, yeah, I mean, I do that, right? And I said, yes. And these people do not welcome you in their world because their accounts are too big, they grow too fast, there is no capacity to do so. But I can guarantee you what they have right is their messaging, so they can captivate you with their content. So you actually go click the link in bio and download their freebie, so they have your email address. So this is something that they have done very, very well in their marketing. So they capture our attention, and then you follow them, you engage with them, you're interested, and then you go and download their freebie, join their masterclass, etc. And then you will receive from them weekly, monthly emails with their offers and whatever they have to tell you. But there is a thing, they have nailed their marketing. They have built simple funnels, how to guide their customers from entering or getting onto their profile all the way into their database for email marketing. So before you know what your people want, you need to have those conversations. And once you know it and once you have the messaging right, then you can actually, I don't know, can I even say this, not having contact directly with people in your DMs, but I don't really think so. You will need some sort of contact because people are buying from people. And as long as your account is not established and huge, the trust you build, the connection, the relationship you build between you and the potential buyer is through real life human conversations. And I always say, have that welcome message ready. Have 10 questions ready you want to ask them over the stretch of the conversation, no matter how long it takes, so you can clarify for yourself, is that someone who potentially wants to buy from me? And speak about their problems, offer them solutions in DMs, right? Don't be afraid to give away too much. You can never give away too much because honestly, how much can you answer in one voice note? It's 1 minute. You cannot give away your 5 months program, right? Don't be afraid to help, to give advice if it's asked. So this way you can literally figure out what people want from you and what you can offer them and how you need to market your brilliant offer and service so that people understand it's for them. And the only way is to have those conversations. And it's in a very simple way. If we wouldn't be in our own way and be like, no, I'm too annoying. I'm annoying people if I write them a welcome message. No, you are not. You are creating relationships, and the moment they follow you, I see this as a permission to go and say hello. And then go on. Find out, do they even want my service? Or maybe not now, but later. But you need to have this data. You need to have this research ready in order to craft a compelling offer with a messaging that really hits and where people be like, oh my God, yes, I need this. Okay. That's why we need to have those conversations. You cannot copy a strategy from someone who has a million followers and a 10 million reach if your account does not have that. We need to have a different strategy here. So we are not wasting our time with posting that something that people are not interested in and hoping, sitting and waiting till something will happen, because I guarantee you it will not. We got to do the work in the beginning. And I can also tell you why people are not doing it, because it's uncomfortable. It's something new and people feel awkward about it. If you don't want to be one of them, go now. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have results from this. So we do respond to find out, or let's say we welcome people to find out whether they are potential buyers or not. So, and then she goes on that, okay, but if I see, like, this is a man that, which is clearly some sort of a fake account, you know them, you know all those sugar daddies, right? They exist. Sometimes they go straight in your DM and offer you 5K for, I don't know what, well, delete it. But of course you don't have to reply to those. Again, here, you can truly rely on your gut feeling. But if there is any doubt, and usually we try to, like, the sugar daddy thing is clear, right? You will be like, nah, this is never a person who's ever gonna buy something from me, right? Block them, delete them, you don't need these followers. Some people say, like, yeah, you need those numbers. Yes, you need a certain, eventually later, a number of followers. But honestly, how is this guy gonna serve you? How is John from, I don't know, where they usually introduce themselves, very funny, where they're from and what they do and that they are spreading love, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, how is this person going to serve you in the audience? It's not people who will engage with your content. It's not people who ever consider buying from you. So why even bother? Out. Delete it. Block it. You don't need to engage with these kind of people. And every time you resist sending a welcome message to a potential person and you would make assumptions why you shouldn't be doing that, because this person might be too far somewhere in their journey and you think you are not there yet to help them, or this person is just there to check you out, what you are doing, and see if they can pitch to you, instead of you thinking like, this person is following me because they want something from me, and in order to find it out, I'm going to get in touch with them, right? This is resistance. This is resisting the discomfort of being rejected. And being rejected can be not receiving a message back. I can tell you, I have so many DMs in my account where people never responded. And they didn't respond for a long time. Till they did. Usually with an apology that they were too busy. I'm like, yeah, fine, you don't have to apologize. Or they forgot, which can happen. Or they were just not ready to talk to me. Let's give people that space and let's not be offended or feel rejected if they do not respond to us. You have done your job. You have welcomed them in their world. They know you are a real person with real intentions. And this is what you should look out for. If they respond to you or not, it's still their decision. You can still follow up. But do not assume that just because you are starting out in the online world that you are less of an expert in your field. Because I'm saying this so often, just because you are the coach, because you know your wisdom, your knowledge will help so many people, it doesn't mean that you have to have figured out all the marketing strategies. That's a whole different world, right? You just became a coach who wants to do something to help people. You haven't learned marketing. So this is something you need to put on your list and be like, okay, I'm gonna nail this, because this is something you will definitely need in order to succeed. So don't mix that up. And just don't assume, because you are not the top marketer yet, that you are a bad coach or bad service provider, because that's not. And if someone seems to have a bigger account, a better presence, what you think, because it's not always true, that you still might be able to help them. We are just human beings. So if you feel this kind of resistance and you make those assumptions, it's definitely something to sit with. It's something you shouldn't be just ignoring and be like, okay, I think this person doesn't need me. You never know who is sitting there, who actually needs you, who actually wants your service. And it's an incredibly good practice to practice conversations in DMs. It's practice learning your voice. It's practice learning to give advice. It's so good to be in touch with these people. And again, if nothing comes back, nothing comes back, right? Nobody is obliged to respond. And then if you get a message back, make sure you respond within 24 hours. This is just something that I have learned, that if someone is out looking for help, support, and they write you, you don't know what's in their message, and they write somebody else too, like two equal coaches, and people are just like, you know, going and having their tasting, like, you know, how is this person working? What do they offer? With who do I resonate more? Like, who do I like more? Whose voice is more, it's better sounding for my ear, etc. And if your competitor replies earlier, it's the competitor. This is why if someone gets hooked on our name, on our profile, we need to stay on top of that. And this is in every other company, not just in the online business, but in every other company. I've been working in sales departments for a long time. And there was always, if there is an inquiry, it needs to get answered within 24 hours, if not quicker. Because this ensures that we stay on top of the memory in front of the people, so they are not distracted and can easily just move on to the competition. It's a thing. Don't forget, you are doing business here. This is not wishful thinking. Being on social media is not playing a game. It is serious marketing. And you need to embody that. Every time you go on this platform, you're gonna make decisions. Where do I invest my valuable time? I know when you're building your business next to 9 to 5, you do not have endless time. And I guarantee you, you will never have endless time because there is so much cool things, so many cool things we can do next to responding to sugar daddies or responding to weird offers that we don't want. So we can't ignore that, but put your energy into the right place. Put your energy to figure out your potential buyers to those who actually show potential, who have interest. And those people who ask you questions, you gotta offer people to ask you questions, because this way you can find out what their biggest problem is, what they're screaming for as a solution. With those people, you have those conversations. And this is nothing awkward. This is nothing difficult. That's so much fun if you can help someone. Believe me, it is so freaking rewarding and people will appreciate it. And this is where we put our time in. Anything else? No, thank you. And as a last thing, I would like to go into collaboration calls or potentially calls that you are being offered to hop on to get to know each other, to see if there is a potential future collaboration, etc. This is, by the way, happening a lot, and I can recommend you doing that. Collaborations are key. You will need those people because nobody has ever made it alone. And you should be on top of that and meet people in the same industry or other industries for your own sake. You will need it in the future. However, sometimes you get a little bit tricked into a conversation, and this is, in my opinion, very bad behavior from certain industries, which is amongst affiliate marketers and multi-level marketing, which, by the way, nothing bad. It's a business on its own, and if someone gets you into a conversation, calling it a coffee chat to get to know each other, and then tries to sell you something that has not been clarified before going on that call, you may step out. You may say goodbye and exit the call immediately. I would not invest in anybody's relationship if there is no trust. And this is a trust breaker, my friend. I can tell you one thing. If I have a coffee chat with people who I want to get to know, I have a coffee chat. I'd make my tea or my coffee and we get to know each other over 20, 30 minutes, depending on how much time we have available. And that's it. If it resonates, then we collaborate in whatever way we do that. But if someone tries to put something on me from minute two that I never ask for, I apologize. And I mean, I don't apologize for not buying it, but I just apologize for leaving this meeting before ending time, because sorry, I have no time for this. Okay. And here also, you do not have to invest in everybody. And regarding especially multi-level marketing, this is a business on its own. And if someone says, oh, I see you're building your business and you combine this product business with your current service and this will fit, hell yes. But focus on one thing, choose one or the other, because these are two businesses on its own, and multi-level marketing is a tough business, especially as there is so many tactics being played that are not nice and people are skeptical. You might notice it's a business on its own, and I would not never recommend starting two businesses, two ventures at the same time. Like we said, time is limited, right? And you gotta learn to do one thing right before you enter in the next thing. And before you go with anybody on a call, whether this is on their call or you invite someone, make sure what this is about. I'm always saying, if this is a, I'm not calling it sales call, but if someone has interest in my offer, I offer them to have a conversation, to get to know each other and see whether I and the person on the other side are a good fit working together. So this is a clear boundary or a clear information that we are going to talk about you and me working together. It's a different thing if I say, let's just have coffee. Okay? Keep that in mind. And if someone is unclear or someone does not do what they said they will do, you may exit a call, and you don't have to invest energy and time into something that was not agreed prior. I know, it's a tough world out there, but at some point we need to set those boundaries. We need to tell the world, listen, my time is limited. I'm here for X, Y, Z and nothing more. This is what you can get from me. Anything else you do not get. And also be clear, 15 minutes coffee talk, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 15, 20 minutes sales talk. And beyond that, your time is limited. Again, we don't sit with people 2 hours trying them convince. Of the different. I mean, I do have this sometimes, and I have really good conversations when I was recording for the Fabulous By Design podcast on my interviews. And we were just, you know, on a Saturday noon, ending the day for the person I was interviewing and me. And after we stopped the recording, we just had another half an hour, 2 hours, sometimes chat, because it was just really deep conversations. We shared our knowledge and we really exchanged knowledge for. It was just amazing. I do that sometimes when I have the time, but it's rare. The connection needs to be real, that I give away my time like this to someone I barely know. But through a podcast, we dive deep in each other's worlds and therefore have that conversation, that connection, and therefore can have that conversation. But I'm not doing that on a daily basis because, again, time is valuable. And one last thing I want to give away to you here is, there is different strategies on how to land in people's DMs, how to have those conversations. I will record episodes on that too. How you approach someone. And I was told by a client, she said, like, I do feel, I gave her a template that I usually send that I also tweak to its needs. Like, not everybody should be receiving the same message if it doesn't fit. Because if you have ever received a message like this, you will know, oh my God, this is just like being sent to 100 people, right? There is no personality in it. But I told her, my answer was like, no, of course, you don't have to copy my template. By all means, be personal. And it seems like a lot of work in the beginning, but you will get better at this. Before I write someone, I look at their profile. And that's not like a study of an hour, it's 2 minutes. But I do take the time because I want to know who I'm dealing with. And I have those messages ready and tweet them accordingly. You don't have to be this robot sending one message, one of the same kind, to 1,000 people. Because I really want to encourage you here to be you. There is strategies, plans, templates, how things are done. But this is nothing set in stone. Remember, if you develop your own strategy based on what is already working and you tweet it to your own personality, you tweet it to something that is really yours, that feels strong the moment you send it, that makes you feel strong the moment you send it, rather than being like, oh my God, did I just send this? This is so awkward. That's not me. Find the real you. You can choose how you operate in the online world. You can gonna choose how you have those conversations, what you say. Templates are good. You can always, like, blueprints are always helpful. You can see how things are done. But in no way you have to copy this 120% and put everything like it's written on that blueprint. You can be you. And I'm going to tell you something right now. And take this close to your heart. The more you are, the better you will be. The easier things will be for you. The more flow you will experience, the more than you are you, the more people will like you, the more you will attract the right people into your world, because this is what you need to be. You cannot be one of them. You need to be you. And the sooner you find out on how you run your business, meaning also how you have those conversations in your DM, who you are on social media, who you dedicate time and energy to and who not, you are becoming the CEO, not just of your business, but also of your life. And I want you to take this so close to you and remember this and putting it into practice tomorrow. You are here for a reason. You know that I believe in you 1000% that you can achieve everything you set out for. It is no rocket science. It just takes you getting over that resistance and do the work that is required and develop the skills that you need to become a successful entrepreneur. I am here for you at any time. My DMs are open. Head over to Instagram on Ivana_Ivanek_ and write me. What questions do you have? What do you know? What is your heart burning for? Like, what do you want to have answered from me? I'll do it for free for you. Be my guest. Talk soon, my friend. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.